And yet, if you happen to go into A&E at the weekend, it's less likely to be staffed than it is in the week. And the evidence that we have on that is that people admitted over the weekend have a greater chance of actually dying. The mortality rates are higher at the weekend. So I think it does impact on the quality of care. And the other bit of evidence we had, which is bad for the NHS, is that too many people who arrive at A&E, forget about they shouldn't get to the A&E door in the first instance, but they get to A&E because you haven't got those highly qualified consultants seeing them in the first instance. They're then admitted into hospital. So one in five of the people who are admitted through A&E shouldn't be admitted. Now, that's a great cost, again, to the NHS at a time when they're facing financial constraints and when they're trying to cut back on their costs. So there is an impact on cost, there's an impact on the quality of care, and I think there really is a crisis around A&E consultants. Probably finally, Victoria, if you allow me, my own constituency, my hospital, Queen's Hospital in Romford, is back in special measures yet again because of the problems in A&E, and lots of those problems come out of an inability to recruit consultants. And if you have locum consultants, you know, they don't know the systems in the hospital, they don't know the other consultants around the place, and inevitably, they're paid more, or they cost the hospital more, but they can't provide the same quality of care as efficiently as people who are on the full-time staff.
Okay, Dr. Mahmood, Dr. Stanhope, what would you say to Margaret?
If I could just come back into there, Victoria, I think maybe I sort of slightly misrepresented that in terms of responding to what Mrs. Hodge said, and she's absolutely right that the statistics speak for themselves in terms of the increased morbidity and mortality, certainly out of hours and at weekends when you look at the national picture. What I was trying to represent is that, again, I'm slightly fortunate working at Birmingham Children's Hospital in that we as that institution are well-staffed, but that doesn't necessarily reflect the national picture. I think the conflict here is between the challenges of encouraging people into the specialty against the need to increase those consultant numbers to ensure that the 7-day working and 7-day service has a much more uniform service delivery, because as Margaret Hodge says, she's quite right that in general in the national picture, you know, you come in at a weekend and you're much less likely to see an emergency department consultant on a national level. However, the College of Emergency Medicine has recognised that, and there are sort of measures in place to try to increase the numbers of trainees that are coming through the system gradually but progressively to increase the number of consultants across the board so that a more uniform service can be delivered.